that iron or metal or something?
Iron, yeah.
What would you call, what about something big and black that, that you might have had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up water to boil your clothes in?
Wash pot, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you use it for anything else and, you know, then would you use your wash pot for anything else besides clothes for like boiling potatoes in it or something?
Catch water and make the water stuck. Yeah. Can you fill the water?
Did you ever cook anything in it? Like potatoes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You used to cook in them, yeah.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep it in the house?
Cupboard.
A what?
Cupboard.
Cupboard, yeah. And if you had a little thing that you put flowers in and all,
yeah.
You know, and you bring that in the house, it's a little sort of container like about that big.
Yeah.
What would you call the containers in which you put cut flowers?
I don't know. I just call it a drawer or something like that.
Vases.
Huh?
Vase.
Huh?
Vases.
Vases.
Uh-huh.
Vases.
Or a flower pot, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. What are the eating utensils that you set out at each plate when you're setting the table for supper? What different things you usually eat with? Like you might use something to cut with? What would that be called?
Maybe some kind of butcher knife?
Mm-hmm, right. And when you're sitting down to eat and you have people around the table and you've got, you know, you've got your knife, and then also have another thing that you might eat with.
Fork. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're eating applesauce, you might use a
spoon.
Right. And if the dishes are dirty, and you'd say it's almost supper time, and before we eat, before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. So I must wet the dishes.
Washing dishes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after someone washes the dishes, then that person must
dry them off. Yeah.
And then after they put them in the soapy water, then they
wash them. Yeah.
And if this woman does it as she's doing it, what would she be doing? Okay. What would you call that cloth, the rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag, yeah.
What do you call the cloth, the rag that you use in drying the dishes?
It should be drying rag.
What would you call the square, what would you call the small square of terry cloth that you would use to bathe your face in, you know?
That's a...
You know, when you wash your face, you use that little small towel. And
it wouldn't be a dish rag, it'd be wash rag, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After bathing, what would you use to dry yourself off with?
Dry towel. Yeah.
When you worked in the field and they brought in the water,